pleasure, Miss Watson, the chauffeur greets as he opens the back of a shiny black Audi for us. Once he settles our suitcases in the trunk and Cullen slides into the back seat beside me, we're on our way. It's close to noon, and I drink in the strip with growing excitement. Wow, the city is really charming. So close to the airport, too.
We're in the desert, Cullen says as he checks some messages on his phone, not bothering to glance up. It would be unnecessary to make people drive down desert plains to leave it.
Where are we headed, sir? Home or...
Hotel. He tucks his phone away. I'll be playing often. I want her to be able to head upstairs to rest whenever she needs a break.
Are we feeling lucky, Mr. Carmichael?
After last month, didn't think... Very lucky, Oliver, he cuts off his chauffeur. So take me to battle, Cullen adds to his chauffeur.
He stares at me with his unnerving platinum eyes as he speaks, and though the chauffeur eyes him across the rearview mirror with a smile, Cullen ignores him and keeps looking at me intensely enough to make me flush all over. We're taken to the hotel, and as Cullen slides out of the car and opens the door for me, I start getting excited at how beautiful and lavish the lobby looks. I glance past my shoulder and catch his eyes hungrily raking the back of my legs. You did not just check me out as I got out of the car.
Those legs of yours were meant to be seen.
He points at his eyes with two open fingers, then we head inside. A handsome 30-something guy in a polo and khakis greets us.
Cullen, good to see you.
They shake hands, slap backs, seem like old friends. For a minute, I think they are, until Cullen says,
Do I have time to go to the room? You do.
He checks me out.
Mike, meet Wynne.
Cullen narrows his eyes suspiciously, then adds,
She's with me.
As if he needs to make a claim.
See to it that she doesn't want for anything.
Mike pulls out a black and silver card.
Had this made up for you, miss.
Wynne. Call me Wynne. Cullen grimaces, as if he would have preferred something less casual.
Mike's in player development. If you need something, ask for him.
Day or night, Mike adds.
Well, isn't that helpful?
Whatever she wants.
Cullen is firmer this time.
Understood.
Mike is serious and I'm amused. A bellman approaches.
Mr. Carmichael, I saw your driver outside. I'll take care of your bags.
Thanks,
he says, sliding a rolled bill into his palm. He and Mike discuss an upcoming tournament, then we turn to go. As we're walking, he says,
Whatever you want, food, salon appointments, anything, use the card.
I have my own money.
Your money is no good here.
He seems offended, but then his face softens.
I'm owed a lot of comps. Please use them.
What are comps?
Freebies in exchange for player loyalty.
Oh, so that's how a gambler keeps his lights on. After he loses all his money, the casino shows mercy and sends the wife at home a check made out to the electric company.
Ha!
He doesn't laugh.
It's more like a percentage of your play and can be used here for rooms, shopping, massages, whatever you want.
Good to know. I wait a beat. I'll call the front desk for a room if you piss me off.
Won't happen, Red.
If it does, I say, eyeing a shopping window to the right as we walk to the elevators. I know where to turn. I'm only half attentive now, as I eye a skimpy white dress in a boutique window. I wonder how many comps that will set him back. As if he reads my mind, he says,
Don't worry, you won't even come close to using what's available.
Before the doors close, Mike catches us and hands off a pair of tickets.
Forgot to give you these.
Thanks, Mike.
He waves the tickets as the doors close.